FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio. Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
Feel free to ring up and give me an absolute kicking if you were in Leicester Square this afternoon, Trafalgar Square this afternoon, and it made a difference. You feel like you made a difference. You think tomorrow morning you're going to get your daily newspaper and it's going to say on the front cover, government sits up and listens because 100,000 people went walking in Trafalgar Square with placards. Please ring me and tell me if you think that's going to happen. 0345 6060973. Are there more effective ways of campaigning in 2016? Philip Blonde is the director of the Respublica think tank. Good evening, Philip.
Good evening.
Have I pronounced that correctly? Is it Respublica or is it Republica?
Respublica, just Respublica. We're a think tank. We're based in Whitehall, and we've done ideas from big society to devolution for Manchester. So we've constantly, I think, got policy change from the government. So,
okay, so you're non-partisan. How would you describe yourself?
We're interested in the good for the country. We're interested in what's good for Britain, and we try to come up with innovative, transformative ideas. And you know, I think we've got a pretty good track record.
Okay, so
from beginning to end.
So, short of working for somebody like you or the Policy Exchange, what can the general public do? Do you think, Philip, to get their voices heard?
I mean, I'm sorry to be pessimistic here, but you know, I have to tell the truth. Really, I would say very little.
Oh, great.
I know. I could tell.
Should I go home now, then?
It wouldn't be right. I think our political system is relatively impervious to things like protest. I don't think that protesting makes any difference whatsoever.
I know, but
let's not tell anyone. I think there's only really one or two ways to get policy change. The first way is at elections. Elections really, really matter. And one of the saddest things about our country is the poorer you are, the more vulnerable you are, the more marginalized you are, the less likely you are to vote. So that means the people who most need politics to work for them never, ever make their voices heard at election time. Mm. So that's a real tragedy.
Do you think there's a problem, Philip, with the young people, just on that issue, with the young people in this country? As I said, it slightly ties into what we were talking about in the last hour, is that only 43% of 18 to 24-year-olds voted in the general election. Is it there a danger that sort of generation think, oh, they send out an emotive tweet and that's their job done and they go back to Netflix?
I think it's a function of age where you think politics doesn't impact upon you, so you don't interact with it. I think it is wrong. I think we desperately need to build a future for our young people, but if they don't vote, then they won't play a role. I think if you really want to be serious about changing voting behaviour, make it compulsory. If you're not serious about voting behaviour, just come up with platitudes, just talk about encouragement and talk about advertising. That won't change anything, but it'll make everyone comfortable because it won't change anything. But if you do want to change things, make voting compulsory. And I actually think making voting compulsory would do more to represent the poor, the working class, the young, and the vulnerable than almost any other measure that is open to us.
Maybe that's why the government will never do that, though, Phil.
Well, I'm not so sure. I think that if you made a good, convincing case that actually this would make this would do something for representation. So, arguably now, let me make the point in a different way. Arguably now, working class people have no representation in Parliament because the Labour Party is no longer a party of the working class. It's a party of the liberal middle class who are more interested in issues of gender, for example, than they are in issues of class.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, but carry on.
Well, there is something problematic in the following way, is that because we don't discuss class, and because we discuss proxies for class that aren't about class, class itself never gets addressed and nothing ever changes. And that is problematic. And so if we actually have compulsory voting, then I actually think that would do more to transform things than any amount of protest,
okay,
than any hundreds of thousands.
Well, you are Britain's most influential public policy organisation, and you are former advisor to David Cameron. Can you just make that happen, please, Philip Blond?
Well, I think we could do it together, you know, and I think I've long believed it, but you, Beverly, have kind of...
I agree. Listen, I think it's brilliant. Maybe we should have start an LBC campaign. I should probably talk to the bosses about that before I make that sort of decision.
They get
a bit funny about me starting things like that without getting the go-ahead. But listen, if you can't... we don't have compulsory voting, sadly. You and I might change that, Phil. But in the absence of that, what can people do? Please, give me something. You've just said nothing.
Yeah, I think... Well, first of all the established modes are outside of elections, which matter. All the established modes of political participation don't matter. They make no impact whatsoever.
Canvassing your MP.
Talking to MPs does actually make a difference.
Okay, I want you to listen.
MPs, by and large, are good people, well-meaning. I know they're vilified, but I think that's part of the general tragedy of modern politics, because if you told everyone in politics is evil and corrupt, well, you don't engage with it.
Right, listen, Philip, listen, just a minute, listen to me. If we're going to work together on changing the world, you've got to have to listen to me from time to time. Right, listen, I want you to give me out of 10. 1 is rubbish, 10 is very effective. Protests in the streets.
1.
A sit-in somewhere.
0.
Hunger strike.
Ooh, that's interesting. That has been effective in certain areas, but I'd still put that down at less than about 4.
Online petition.
0.
What?
Yeah, afraid so.
Hang on a minute. I thought if you got over 100,000 signatures on some of those websites now, it has to be discussed in Parliament.
Sure, but being discussed in Parliament and getting policy change are really quite different matters.
Oh, flipping heck.
Can I tell you what really matters? If you actually really want to change politics, do a film. Do something cultural. Because culture and art and literature are the most politically influential things. Everything is downstream of culture. So if you want to be influential, you've got to produce a film, a book, something that changes public consciousness, and values flow from that.
Okay.
But curiously, what we need to do, if you want to, is talk about general cultural change. So really, there are two options for us. One is very narrow, i.e., elections, or something like compulsory voting. I think that would be an 8 or a 9, compulsory voting. Or write a really good book, do a really good film. That could be an 8 or 9. So you think of Roots. Remember the film about slavery?
Yes.
I would put that at something like a 7 or an 8 in terms of political change.
And maybe like the Michael Moore movies, the Columbine, the gun control,
yes.
Those things, they're powerful.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly. That's more effective than any amount of sit-ins or online petitions.
All right, Philip, I've loved talking to you. Thank you so much. That was Philip Blond there, who's the director of the Respublica think tank. Are you inspired? I'm quite inspired. I probably haven't got the time or the energy to go and produce a movie, to be completely honest. Do you? 0345 6060973. And in the absence of being able to finance, write and film a movie or create an incredible work of literature, what do you do politically to get your voice heard? Please ring me if you were one of the people demonstrating today. Philip Blond, who, as I say, was former advisor to Cameron. He works for the most influential think tank in the country. He said it was a waste of time and that politicians are impervious to protesting. Does your heart sink at that particular piece of knowledge? 0345 6060973 is the number to call. Text me on 84850. Tweet at LBC or at Beverly Turner. We've heard some of the suggestions there, I gave you them, of how you might protest. Tell me if you've managed to make a difference. Maybe in your community, did you talk to your MP? Was there something locally that you weren't happy with and you've managed to make a difference? How did you do it? 0345 6060973 is the number, as always. You're listening to Bev Turner on LBC.